makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for even radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies, I got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio.
And good day to you. You know, we all need them. We all need those strategies for living. I'm Dr. David McMillan, along with psychotherapist Barn Leon McMillan, and we are delighted to be sharing strategies for living today with you here on HealthyLife.net. You know, strategies, we're all about helping us to live healthier, happier, more peaceful lives in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirits, and in our relationships as we share this earth and time and space together. Strategies, we're here to engage in conversations that make us think, that stretch our minds and help us grow, move through this process called life, our limitless information experience. And man, we are going to have an experience today, Lauren.
Are we?
Yeah.
I believe it's going to be an out of this world experience.
Oh, I like the way you think. You know, the 37th annual Ozark Mountain UFO Conference is just around the corner.
We look forward to
it. It's in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, the beautiful town of Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And we've got two of the movers and the shakers with us today.
Legends.
On Strategies. We've got Forrest Crawford, who is the master of ceremonies, the MC for the event. Forrest, welcome back to Strategies.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
And we've got Adnan Ademovich, who is the audio video guru that keeps all of the conference, the sound and the lights and all of that together, and puts it on video and shares it. Adnan, welcome back to Strategies.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
So this has been going on for a while. There's been a definite evolution in the UFO conference. You guys have heard me talk before. If you had told me 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that we would be doing this program because I had been to a UFO conference, I'd have told you, horse hockey. But I was absolutely blown away a couple of years ago. I guess I went to the first time I went was the 35th UFO conference, and I was absolutely blown away at the presentations, at the people, and what actually goes on at these conferences. So I am looking so forward today to sharing what is coming up with the 37th Ozark Mountain UFO Conference. It's interesting, guys. The entire town, and Eureka Springs is beautiful, but the entire town welcomes this conference and looks forward to it, don't they?
Oh, yes, of course they do. It's like, I think, one of their big events of the year.
Yeah, I think they, if you type in UFO Conference, not only does Ozark Mountain Publishing UFO Conference come up.
Tune in daily to find your way. Strategies for living every single day. Healthy mind, body, spirit, glow. With the radio rehab, you should know. Strategies for living, lifting you higher. Daily dose of life, reaching the sky. Heal and grow with every beat. Find your balance on your feet.
Thank you. bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
And welcome in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with our life strategist today from the 37th annual Ozark Mountain UFO Conference. Forrest Crawford, who is the MC, the master of ceremonies for the conference, has been for years, and Adnan Ademovich, who is the guru of all things audio and video. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming and being part of Strategies for Living with us today.
Oh, very happy to be here.
Forrest,
thanks for having us.
You bet. Forrest, this thing has been happening. I mean, 37 years is a long, long time. And so this thing has a lot of history. Take us back kind of through the very early days and how this conference has evolved.
Okay. All right. It started in 1988 and was taken over in 1989 by Lucius Farish. And Lou ran it for many, many, many years. And it aside from the MUFON International Symposium, it's the longest running UFO conference in the country. Wow. The MUFON Symposium is the only one that's been going longer. It's been going since 1969.
Right.
So it's, in my opinion, it's the best conference out there because this sort of, well, one, it's in Eureka Springs, beautiful place to go. But the atmosphere has always been sort of magical. And the speakers' topics seem to meld together, which has literally been by accident over the years. Lou never tried to invite people so that it all fitted together. It just sort of ended up that way. So it always had this sort of mystical quality to it that made it really fun to be at. And in the early days, it was very much more nuts and bolts conference.
Right.
Lou tried to keep it very fact based. And brought in, you know, this, the top researchers in the world to speak at the conference. And back in the day, that's really what the subject needed for to draw people in and to get people to look at what was happening and to better understand what was happening. And it is transformed in the last 10, 15 years into a conference that covers a lot broader topics that are all related to this thing. Because one of the things, if you're a UFO researcher, you find out pretty quickly that it's not about a landing trace or, you know, some photographic evidence. It gets weird really quick, and a lot of related paranormal phenomenon come out of this thing. Mm-hmm. And so the conference these days, it really covers sort of that width and that breadth of the phenomenon and all these different strange things that it really involves.
Adnan, would it be fair to say that this conference has been transformative in a very special way for you?
Oh, you mean my special connection to the conference?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But well, I mean, in 2015, I met, and then in 2017 married Christy. She's one of the granddaughters of Dolores Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of course, Dolores was very involved in the early years.
Dolores got involved, with Lou Farish, and then took responsibility for making sure the conference continued.
Yeah, my understanding was there was one other in 2012 that had kind of taken it over after Lou's passing. And I guess it was I'm not saying that in a bad way, but because of this taxing and a lot, it was too much for them. And so they approached Dolores to basically ask if she and Ozark wants to take it over. Otherwise, it would have stopped right there.
Right.
And so basically, thankfully, she did. And so we've been keeping it going ever since.
And you know, if anyone who is familiar with Dolores Cannon's work, and if you're not, man, she's got a gazillion books out there that she wrote before her passing.
Well, and she's the originator of the Ozark Mountain Publishing.
And company, yeah, right? It all makes sense, you know, for it to be continuing and evolving. You know, gentlemen, a couple of years ago, I did not know what to expect. I tell you, I fell in love with Eureka Springs.
Oh my gosh.
Just driving in, and it blew me away even before setting foot into the conference, which, by the way, is held in a it's the perfect location. It's mm-hmm. it's a Best Western Inn of the Ozarks. And beautiful conference center there. If you're lucky enough to get to be on the list and get in, you can stay right there at Best Western. But there's all kinds of other accommodations. I did not know though what to expect. You know, coming in, like I said, I was intrigued by the town, and then walked into the first day of the conference, and it was just very striking to me. I thought, I don't know what I thought I was coming into, but what I got was scientific presentations, stuff that, I would want to, in fact, very quickly, mm-hmm. Lauren can testify to this, very quickly, I got my notepad out and started taking notes.
Right. Yep.
Because I knew, This is important information. Mm-hmm. And
it's a wonderful combination of, you get the hard science, you get some personal experience, the metaphysical perspectives, and some investigative research. I mean, it's the whole gamut of the multidimensionality that is the phenomena, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That, Forrest, that has not happened by accident, has it?
So the conference definitely, has changed and morphed over the years, and to your comment, yeah, it wasn't really an accident. It was originally sort of by design that it was a nuts and bolts conference, but as the phenomenon has evolved and our understanding of it has evolved, for that matter, the conference has also grown in the type of subjects and the type of speakers that are presented. And this was especially true since Dolores Cannon's family took over, because they really brought in the sort of cosmic, spiritual aspect of the phenomenon, mm-hmm. and married it with the nuts and bolts aspect of the phenomenon. So we have both, but it's really taken on a much broader dimension of understanding about what's really going on here. It's way beyond, photographs of UFOs and landing traces and stuff like that.
Right.
And if I could just add real quick, I think a lot that has a lot to do with this is the witnesses. Because, after all these years, you can't keep ignoring that aspect of the phenomena, mm-hmm. of all the experiences and all that happened. So to just keep it to nuts and bolts, I guess it just won't be doing the justice to the phenomenon itself, because it's kind of like having an accident and you're trying to figure out why did these two vehicles collide, and you don't talk to anybody as to what happened, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
And so of course, it's because it's a very, personal and not a very objective experience, everyone has to listen on their own and try to understand what's being said and take things with a grain of salt at times and maybe connect some dots at some others. But I think that has a lot to do with why it evolved into more than what it was before.
Yeah, makes sense.
Now, the conference runs April the 11th through the 13th. And if you want more information, folks, simply go to OzarkUFOConference.com. Now, you can certainly go to the full conference, and you're invited to go to the full conference, see all of the speakers for 2025. But you can also go for the day, right? Right, Adnan?
Yeah, for the day or just one speaker, you know, whichever, or pick and choose which ones you want to see. And we made accommodations for whichever way possible. Because not everyone wants to maybe spend all day, or they just want to come and see one person. So we over the time, we made it so that they can just pick and choose what they like.
I think that first year, Lauren, we went to 2 days because of our schedules. We had to,
right.
It's a long drive for 2 days, but that's all we could do that right. first year. But I will say this.
It is so worth staying the full time.
If you go to, as Adnan said, see one speaker and feel and see, mm-hmm. I think you'll be like us. And you won't miss the entire conference experience. The conference runs from the 11th through the 13th.
From the speakers to the attendees to, you know, the vendors. I mean, the whole thing. And, of course, in the midst of the Ozark Mountains, it's something you can't even describe. It's so awesome.
Couldn't get a better backdrop, could you?
No.
For, you know, and generally at this time of year, you know, the weather's the mm-hmm. weather. But generally at this time of year, it's beautiful.
Yep.
It's not too hot, mm-hmm. not too cold up in the Ozarks. And so in between the presentations, you can get a cup of coffee
or
your favorite beverage and enjoy the view and mix and mingle with your fellow conference attendees. And that's the other thing.
Yep.
Everybody is so friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just...
And so open-minded.
And so open, yeah. So we're talking about the 37th Annual UFO Conference in Eureka Springs, the Ozark Mountain UFO Conference, talking with Adnan Ademovich and Forrest Crawford today here on Strategies for Living. We'll come back and unpack the keynote speakers and some of the other wonderful speakers at the 37th. Ozark Mountain UFO Conference. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, here with Forrest Crawford and Adnan Ademovich. They are from the UFO Conference. The Ozark Mountain UFO Conference, the 37th annual, coming up just around the corner, April the 11th through the 13th. At the Best Western Inn of the Ozarks in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. If you want more information, OzarkUFOConference.com, and at least go and check out the you know, the lineup of all the incredible speakers. As Lauren mentioned, the vendors. Yeah, I don't remember earlier when we were chatting. One of you guys asked me. When I came to the first conference, mm-hmm. you jokingly asked me if I found anybody in a tinfoil hat.
And we found one.
And I found one. I did find one. He was down in the men's room, but he was busy. So, so you know, I didn't disturb him. No, actually, he was one of the vendors. I mean, you know, he was one of the vendors walking around, and you know, he was spoofing,
tongue-in-cheek.
A little tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I hope he was being silly.
No, he was totally being silly. Yes. He was one of the vendors. Yeah. And so he was trying to, he was obviously, I saw him later outside of the men's room, and I realized, oh, okay, well, he's trying to get people to come to his booth and pay attention to him. But at the time I first encountered him, he was busy.
Place.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about these wonderful keynote speakers on Friday night, Forrest. The keynote is going to be Kathleen Marden, and she's going to do a multidisciplinary assessment, if you will, of the ET presence. Mm. What can you tell us about Kathleen?
Well, Kathleen she's one of the rank veterans in the field of ufology right now. She has been around for a long time and been involved at the very beginning of some of the most important topics like the abduction phenomenon, the experiencer phenomenon. And what she brings to the table is all those years of experience from the beginning to the end of how this thing has gone, how our understanding of it has changed over the years, how it starts to fit together, you know, better over time as we have more and more understanding. So she's you know, bringing the old school ufology forward to the current understanding. Mm-hmm. And she can piece that all together. And it's so wonderful to have her.
And then the Saturday keynote, Adnan, is Dr. Sam Osmanagichi. I hope I'm saying that name correctly. But he is going to talk, and it seems like this is going to be fascinating. Mm-hmm. His keynote is going to be the pyramids and megalithic sites around the world were not built by humans. What can you tell us about Dr. Sam?
Well, in a way, this is if I may just give a little background story real quick, it's a completion of a cycle that started in 2012.
Yeah.
So I was originally born in Bosnia, and my very first time going to a conference was in 2012.
Right.
So a gentleman named Nigel, I don't know his last name, but one of his talks was about the Bosnian pyramids. Mm. Everybody's looking at me, I'm looking at them, and they're like, why don't you tell us there's pyramids in Bosnia? I was like, I didn't even know.
Wow.
And so, long story short, one of my friends called me, you know, to ask me a question about, he said, I'm going to go to the pyramids in Visoko and see Dr. Sam. And basically, you know, he's asking me, what should I do? I said, well, first things first, get some ćevapi in Bosnia, which is kind of a national dish. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't go there and not have some of those. So anyways, and then I kind of slipped that in, said, hey, can you, you know, while you're down there, just kind of tell him, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I'd like to do an interview with him. Because on the side, I have UFO Hub. And so I interview people and talk to people about, you know, their experiences. So anyway, and so when I got that, you know, he sent me the information. And so I contacted him, and literally within a few hours, Dr. Sam answered. I was like, awesome. Yeah. So because he's flying in from Bosnia to basically talk about this this complex of pyramids in the region of the town of Visoko in Bosnia. And he's sort of I hope I'm not mistaken, this information, but he is the person that discovered that those are pyramids. Mm-hmm. Because for the longest time in that region, people just thought they were, you know, pyramid-shaped mountains.
Right.
Because they're covered with trees, and you can't, you know, it's not like they're not barren and exposed like they are at the Giza Plateau. And so, and he's been on Bosnia television and talking about these, about the thing, it was called the Search for Lost Civilization. And so they did a multi-episode program with him. And anyway, we thought, since he's coming all the way from Bosnia to talk about these two, to give him two spots to basically just kind of let people know, you know, not just Egypt and but there's many other places that have pyramids, and
yeah.
What does that mean then? What, you know, about the history of humans? Because mm-hmm. we all think we're all so separate, and everyone's doing their own thing. But
right.
all of a sudden, you have these Egypt and China mm-hmm. and Indonesia, Bosnia, Mexico. You know, so what's that all about? And I figured, who else but the original person that at least discovered Dos in Bosnia, that's the best thing. Because everything else I've always heard, so especially in 2012, it was always somebody else talking about the pyramids and him, and it made no sense. It's like, why not actually invite the person discovered?
Yeah, that's absolutely really cool that we're getting him.
Yeah.
I'd like to add a comment about this.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about him being here. And because some people will go, oh, we're going to talk about ancient sites again. That's old news. No, it's not. It's so much more relevant than some other aspects of this phenomenon these days, because one of the things that's going to come to light as the world starts to realize that we're not alone,
right,
is that these beings have been here for tens of thousands of years among us, with us. They're a part of us. We're related to them. All that kind of stuff is going to come out.
Yep. Yeah.
And we are going to question everything about our past and our origins. And starting to, I love ancient aliens, mainly because they make us question everything about our past.
Right.
Even if sometimes they jump to conclusions. I love those guys. But we need to question everything about our past. And people are going to be blown away to find out that aliens have been here all along, and we're probably related to them. And so having a speaker like this is fantastic to be able to pull that into the forefront of our understanding.
Yeah. I mean, just again, just further evidence of the evolution of our expanding into perhaps what we've known for a long time.
Right. And you're both kind of touching on something that we talk a lot about here on Strategies, and that is, you know, what raises all of our consciousness? It's to be curious. It's curiosity,
mm-hmm,
and putting ourselves into the position of being students, curious students. That is, you know, when we can open ourselves, and I'm not talking about being wide open and, you know, I think a healthy skepticism is important too, but to be open to new information and to be able to be curious and ask questions, that's another aspect of this conference that I find so refreshing, is that each one of the speakers, keynotes, and all of the other presentations, we're going to talk about some of them as we move on, but they're all so willing to answer questions, take questions from the audience and respond. They all tend to leave time to interact with the audience, and that's so refreshing for us to be in a conference like that.
It is, and I can tell you from personal experience, because I've been a researcher and a presenter for many, many years. And it takes some special brand of craziness to want to get up in front of an audience of 500 people or go on TV or radio and tell people all the crazy things that you're finding out. Okay, there's a level of courage that's involved in that most people don't understand unless you do it.
Right.
And it can be a wonderful thing, and it can be a horribly frightening thing. It just depends on, you know, how you approach it. And these people that are going to speak at this conference are first and foremost very courageous and very generous people.
Yes.
For sharing the crazy things that they've learned and that they believe and that they feel. And even more importantly, and this is an aspect that you don't hear about too much with researchers, what they've experienced.
Because
I can assure you,
that,
and I can't speak for any one of these people personally, but I know a lot of researchers. And a lot of them have had personal experiences, whether they're talking about them or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so that's in there. And it's very important because it drives us.
Yeah.
So that's really one of the things that drives these people to be willing to do what they do to bring the truth to us.
Right.
And sometimes the truth is their personal experiences that you know, you can't compromise and you can't talk them out of, because they know it's real.
Right. Right. And that's, you know, that truly is credibility.
Mm-hmm.
When someone has that courage, as you said, it takes a lot of courage for us, but from the conviction and the courage to stand up and speak their own reality, their own knowledge.
Yeah.
And you realize very quickly that these are, without a doubt, every single speaker that I have heard so far at the conferences I've attended have been totally 100% credible, believable,
genuine.
and in some cases, you know, presenting the irrefutable facts. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the other speakers that are going to be speaking at this upcoming 37th annual Ozark Mountain UFO Conference coming up April the 11th through the 13th. We're talking about it today with Adnan Abdimovich and with Forrest Crawford. But we've got more to come. Stay with us. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to Strategies for Living. Hey, I got an idea for you.
What's that?
You can get some strategies and you can enjoy yourself along the way. Meet us in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, April the 11th through the 13th. And we will introduce you to, I'm biased, but I think it's one of the best conferences that I've ever attended.
Yes.
It's the 37th Ozark Mountain UFO Conference, 37th annual. This thing's been going on for a long time. It's at the Best Western end of the Ozarks. If you've never been to Eureka Springs, Arkansas,
that's an experience in itself.
Give yourself a treat and come to Eureka Springs. It's at the Best Western end of the Ozarks.
I'll never forget the first time we drove into Eureka Springs.
You thought this is such a cute little town.
I mean, as soon as, I don't know what point it is, but there's a certain point that this energy just hit me, and I was like so ecstatic just to be in this beautiful little town.
I think you were just feeling Adnan.
I think that's what you were doing.
Forrest Crawford and Adnan. There you go. Forrest Crawford and Adnan Adimovich with the conference. Forrest is the MC, the master of ceremonies throughout the conference. Adnan Adimovich is the audio video guru. What's your official title, Adnan? Do you have one?
I don't know, not many people know, but actually the part that I do with the conference is what they see, but all the graphics is designed by me, and then all the speakers lineups are chosen and then, of course, approved by Nancy. And then, of course, the equipment that we're all using just a week ago, I was testing it to make sure everything comes on and we don't have any surprises.
There you go.
Thursday. So I don't know. The official title is supposed to be a media specialist, but I don't know. There's almost no part that I don't touch when it comes to this conference.
Yeah.
I think you should be called the wizard.
Yeah,
there
like
you go.
It.
I vote for that.
That's
I vote
good.
For that. Yeah. Folks, yeah, if you...
The guy behind the curtain...
you got to get him a hat.
Buttons, we're not going to happen. Oh.
There you go.
I just want to stay behind the curtain.
Pay no attention.
Everyone else at the office was too afraid to talk. So they're like, do you want to speak to media? I'm like, okay.
Okay, here we go. Folks, if you want more info, go to OzarkUFOConference.com and you can get a list of all the speakers. But we're going to talk about some of them here. I'm excited to hear Adnan Ray Hernandez, who he does academic research on the relationship between consciousness and the greater reality and the paranormal contact modalities. And those include UFO contact, right?
Right. Yeah, I had quite some time ago, I had a message was sent to me by this organization I wasn't aware of, and they were asking me if I wanted to partake in the survey. It was about asking about UFOs, aliens, whatever. And I was very busy at that time, so I thanked them and I had to decline, not realizing that this was part of what Ray's doing. And I think about 3-4 years later, that I actually meet Ray. And when he brought that up and what they did, I'm like, oh, okay, so that's who you are. And so what they basically did is just, there's all these different stories and everyone has their own opinion, but they wanted to have more of a scientific way of just answering questions, like asking contactees, you know, was this contact for you, you know, physical, or was it, you know, more metaphysical? Were you dreaming? Were you out of body? Or was this a physical contact? And then they said, did you most of the time perceive your experience as positive or negative? And so on. So they went through hundreds, if not thousands, of surveys. And he's written several books now, but the very first one, and the other ones are not any smaller, but they're very thick with a lot of data and all the contact modalities, as he coined it. And people love seeing that on kind of on this, not just the stories that he tells, but then also kind of percentages and how right. people perceive right. what's been happening to them.
Right.
And so, you know, anytime we get to, you know, have him at the conference, it's a blessing.
Yes.
The other end of the spectrum, Forrest, is Michael Schrat. He's kind of the nuts and bolts that you've been referring to, huh?
Yeah, yeah. His Retrieval of the Third Kind, I think, is the title of his speech. I'm sorry, trying to figure out where's the best place to start.
Well, I mean, I could help you real quick if you like. I have just a quick antidote.
So, yeah, yeah. Like, go ahead.
He was actually a speaker at the MUFON here in Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And they sent us a message saying, hey, this is this guy you should look at. So I went there to watch him talk. And I know you can say this about every person we have to be as one of our speakers, but his presentation was very intriguing because he had basically made these sketches off of documents that they found and all the, like, almost everything that you wanted to know what the government was doing and who was where and when, he draws this beautiful picture to basically see which military went to which place. And at one point, he actually even talks about something I want to give away now, but, you know, hopefully if those of you come by to see it, was very, it kind of confirmed of one of the very famous movies at the very end of it, it kind of confirmed that the government has this one particular place. And I'm being cryptic on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We don't want you to give it all.
But yeah,
away.
It was. No,
yeah, no spoiler. Kinda,
right. But, you know, it was, for as long as I've been into this and being an experiencer myself, I mean, this was one of the few that I sat there and just kind of stared at it from beginning to end. To just maybe stop on occasion to get a drink or something. But I'm glad that however this connection happened, that we could have him on to be on our platform.
Yeah.
We enjoyed, and I was glad to see Penny Kelly is coming back. We enjoyed especially her presentation last year and chatted with her a little bit in between the presentations. Mm-hmm. So,
She's the aspect of contactee. You know, because like we mentioned, we have people that have, you know, Ray, scientific approach, then you have, you know, Michael with more of the nuts and bolts, like what do we have on file sort of thing, and what's been declassified and what do we know, and then her as the experiencer. It's almost like, in my opinion, almost a must, because how do you not, you know, how do you have a conference about UFOs and aliens and then, you know, nobody had an experience.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Exactly. And then, you know, there's the speaker panel that always takes place at the end, towards the end of the conference. And that's a special time too, for all of them to come together and interact with the audience and clarify and answer questions. Coming up, April the 11th through the 13th at the Best Western Inn of the Ozark in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. It is the Ozark Mountain 37th UFO Conference. We'll be back in just a moment with Forrest and Adnan here on Strategies for Living. Be right back. And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about the 37th annual Ozark Mountain UFO Conference coming up just around the corner, April the 11th through the 13th. Adnan Adimovich and Forrest Crawford, our life strategist today. Forrest, how can we put a ribbon on this? How can we ice the cake, if you will?
Okay, so first thing I'd like to say is, if you're listening and you have become recently interested in this topic because of all the things that have been going on with Congress and the government disclosure, and it's piquing your interest, but you don't know a lot about the topic, I cannot stress enough, this is the conference that you want to come to. And the one this year is going to be spectacular as far as you being able to learn a lot about all the different aspects of this phenomenon. Mm. So part of the problem with the science of ufology is that in the beginning, when I say in the beginning, I mean like the 1950s, really. We started, we're looking at nuts and bolts, pictures, landing traces, but we're ignoring abductions, okay? And then in the 60s, we get landmark cases like Betty and Barney Hill, mm-hmm. which Kathleen Martin was involved with the Hill, so she's got the perspective on the groundbreaking abduction cases that happened back in the day. And then we started going, oh, okay, well, people are interacting with aliens. But it was always, pretty mundane, like, okay, they would see aliens, and then then our understanding progressed to, oh, they're interacting with aliens, and what are the aliens doing? It took a while for us to broaden our understanding to accept things like alien contact, okay?
Right.
So once we get to that point, now it's like, well, what's going on? It's like, why are they here? What are they doing? What's their relationship to us? What's their purpose? And out of that has come this understanding of our personal relationship with this phenomena. And that relationship is very involved and is very deep, much deeper than anybody would have, originally thought. And so speakers like Penny Kelly are going to bring that perspective of, like, how involved are we? Mm-hmm. And it gets really deep. You got to be able to open your mind and think about, like, people that have been, who have volunteered to be born here into Earth lives because they're part of a larger alien program. It gets that crazy. Okay. It gets that wild.
Right.
All of that is going to be talked about at this time.
I think that's fantastic. And I tell you, this conference, in my opinion, has it all.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. It has the locale. It has the people behind it, like Adnan and Forrest and the entire crew. And they put together every year the keynote speakers and the other speakers that are going to present.
It's an experience I look forward to every year.
Yeah, and I think Adnan, you kind of said it. It's like somehow, some way, it's not really planned like that. But it all fits together and all comes together and makes sense. So, gentlemen, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you both in just a few days at the conference. And, folks, if you have the inclination, please do check out Ozark Mountain UFO Conference. You can get more information at OzarkUFOConference.com. And if you... If you're listening to this on healthylife.net, there may be somebody that you want to share it with. We want you to do that. And we are now, Strategies for Living is now podcasting.
That's right.
Podcast so if you want to share here. This program with someone, doesn't matter where they are. We've got listeners in the United Kingdom. We've got listeners in Australia. Mm-hmm. We've got listeners all over the world now. That's neat.
Yep.
So share it with them from your favorite podcast platform. Folks, thank you for tuning into Strategies for Living. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Adnan Adimovich and for Forrest Crawford, And for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.